God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your miracle seed into the ground. And know that as you have sown into the kingdom, God said, I'm going to sow into your life. And you're going to find and you're going to begin to see that you will never lack for anything, neither shall your seed beg for anything. For the Lord says, I will always fill thee with my word. I will always give thee favor. I will always give thee manner, and you shall partake of the good things of the kingdom. Now, Father says, begin to reach, reach, reach. And as you begin to reach, he says, I will begin to extend my hand unto thee like the olive branch, like the olive branch, and you shall come into a season of blessing. I know you've been in the press, but the Lord says, in the press, I am developing you, and I am strategically preparing a way of opportunities for thee. And as you're moving about in the month of September, God says it's time for you to begin to adapt a healthier lifestyle. For the Lord says conditions are about to improve all around thee. If you're working someplace or doing your own business, things are about to begin to improve. Now, I do feel that around the 8th of September is going to reveal maybe some kind of a problem. Could be personal or could be something concerning work. But God says, he says, begin to fix it quickly and don't try to escape or not deal with things. Deal with them as they begin to unfold themselves. Now, around the 13th, God says, be kind to your associates because someone may be feeling neglected. Someone may be feeling as if you're just you're neglecting them. For the Lord further says unto thee that you're going to begin to see that even around the 24th, you're going to be able to show a new creative or start some kind of a new creative project, whatever that is. And it seems like it's going to be something that's going to bring you great joy and great peace, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord to you in this month of September. I hear Father God saying that home and family are going to take the forefront. For Father God says this is the season to begin to pay attention to details concerning family. I hear Father God saying that this is the season where you're rising up and you're rising out. I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to look beyond what's being presented and just begin to ask more questions. Father God said your key word for this month is uninterrupted attention. For Father God says a little goes a long way. Father God says around September 5th will be a positive season to begin to look into a loan to start a business. If you've been looking in the financial institutions for a loan concerning anything, Father God says begin to take this opportunity to form favorable foundations and favorable partnerships. Father God says, make sure you monitor your health, reserve your energy, and don't waste any time in this season. For Father God says, positive time and positive attention are at the highest in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. Now prepare your heart, your mind, and your soul as the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you thus saith the Lord. Stay tuned. I'll be right back, my friend.
God bless you, Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying for you to let go of some things from the past. I'm hearing God say for you to move forward. God says that things are turning around for you. God says that you're going to receive much comforting this season. I'm hearing God say favor with transportation and property, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that He has instilled greatness in you. God is saying for you not to doubt it. God is saying for you not to allow negative words to deter you. And God is saying that He's lifting you up in this season. And God is saying for you to cast all your cares upon Him. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joseph. I just hear the word of the Lord saying, pioneer, pioneer. God says He's made you a great leader, and you are going to begin to move forward, and God says He's going to begin to shine the light onto the path that you are supposed to walk in, and you're going to see the greater glory that shall come forth as you walk in His truth and the revelation knowledge that He gives to you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Joseph. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, make up your mind and stand by your choices. For Father God says, this is the season of infinite, uncommon favor and grace. And Father God says, minister to the family in this season. For Father God says, you have the words of life and restoration. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Miguel. Thank you for the seed. and allowing us to minister the word of the Lord into your life. You've gotten the word from prophetess and myself also, the word that was spoken to you live during the conference call. Man of God, the Lord says, let the writer in you begin to come forth. Let the speaker, let the motivator in you begin to come forth in this hour. Get ready for new deals and new contracts. Something around a publicist I'm possibly seeing, or a publishing deal could open up for you. Write, writer. God bless.